Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, it's the final week of the regular season. The Indians play all of those games here at home, and it starts today with the Minnesota Twins. But I guess we'd be remiss not to talk a little bit about yesterday. I mean, it was so close to Carlos Santana hitting a three-run home run that might have given you a win. And then have you ever seen a play in which there were two challenges, and did you ever get a better explanation even a day later?
No, I haven't. To start out with Carlos, I thought it was a great at-bat, and what really hurt was I thought it was a home run. You know, sometimes you're hoping. I knew that was a home run. He backspun it, and it just, on that day, the wind was blowing in, just didn't have enough, so that hurt. The third run they scored, you know, in the end, they got the play right. So it's hard to be too bitter about something because that's the whole idea. I was just a little bit confused as to why, you know, they let Ned come back out because you're not supposed to do that. And then it was very clear they saw it on the scoreboard. And that's troubling. But I thought Danny DeMuth did a pretty good job of explaining to me, saying that there was a lot of moving parts and that, you know, they wanted to get the play right. And ultimately, I was like, yeah, I know you did. So it kind of took some of the air out of my sails there.
Tito, there are going to be more tweaks with this replay system and whatnot because it's still rather in its infancy stage. Would you ever like to see where the manager just made the call without having video review capabilities yourself? Maybe you had 2-3 challenges a game and you just make the call right off the bat?
That would be interesting. That put a lot more pressure on you, I can tell, because I know I find myself a lot of times and I'll stand on that top step just waiting to hear what Millsy says, because there's a lot of close plays. And there's a lot of plays now that, you know, as people are getting the hang of it, like when a guy slides into the base, maybe their foot pops up that we didn't used to ever have a chance to look at a review. So I don't know. I mean, I'm getting used to this one now. I don't know if I'd do on another one.
Well, now it's the Minnesota Twins, and obviously, I think everybody knows, you don't really have any margin for error at this point, but the one thing is you do control your fate at least the next 4 days with one of the teams that you're chasing.
Yeah, and the best way to go about it is just like we do every day. We need to try to find a way to win today. There's a lot of spins you can put on this, but if you don't win today, it makes tomorrow a lot harder, and if you win today, it makes tomorrow a lot more exciting.
Corey Kluber goes today. Now, this will be his third start since coming back. Do you expect him to be better, or is this going to be tough the rest of the way because of that hamstring?
Well, I certainly fall in the category that I think each start he'll be a little bit better, a little bit more closer to himself. Be fun to watch tonight. I know I'm looking forward to it. And I do think now with this being his third start back, I bet you he'll be closer to himself.
And then the Twins lose their starter tonight.
Yeah, we just found out. That's why we were scrambling here. They have a case, I guess, of the flu going around, so Hughes is down, and they're going to start Malone and Lefty. So we end up having to make a few adjustments, but that's okay. It's a little bit of a scramble here.
Terry, does it make a difference, lefty-righty right now? It seems like you have, here as the tail end of the season's come up, done a much better job against southpaws.
Well, we're a little better suited for it right now. I mean, we have Chris Johnson here. Santana's swinging the bat better. Rayburn's swinging the bat good. So we're a little better suited, you know, Abraham Amonte in Centerville, the switch hitter. So there's Lindor. We're better suited with our switch hitters and some of our right-hand hitters that, again, doesn't ensure victory, but we're better prepared to face actually both.
Well, and it looks like these two teams, not only the next 4 days, but what we've seen this season when you've met up with the Twins and what we may see in the future, you guys are going to be knocking heads here for a while because both ball clubs are really young with some really good, young, talented players.
I hope that's the case because I think Minnesota's done some really good things, and you know, keeping up with them is going to be a handful. But if that's the case, I'd be thrilled about that.
Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Twins on the Indians Radio Network.